in Croatia, we have a really nice way of life, and it's easy to be a Muslim, to be honest. We have the best model between Islamic community and the state. It's the best model in the whole Europe and probably in the whole world. We have very good connections with our government, with president, with prime minister. They're always coming on our Eid celebrations every year. It's always covered on the media. Medias in Croatia are very interested in Islamic community, what we are doing, and they're always reporting very correctly. I have to say it, that anyone can take in Europe Croatia as a good example how to treat Muslims and how to deal with maybe some issues, even though we are in specific situation because we are not so different culturally. Like in Germany, there are some people from Afghanistan. There is a big difference between people from Germany and Afghanistan, and in Croatia, it's not a case. So it's easy to be a Muslim in Croatia because we are not so different from Catholics. We have the same language. Most Muslims in Croatia have roots or coming from Bosnia and Herzegovina, Macedonia, Kosovo. So we look more or less the same, have the same culture in a way. So we live very well together.
So what form of Islam do you follow?
Sunni Islam. And it depends on person to person. I cannot speak in a general, but maybe we are different from Muslims in, for example, Afghanistan, Morocco, and those Islamic countries. We belong to Muslims who are native in Europe.
Do you find then that you have more in common with, say, Christian Europeans than Muslims coming from abroad, for example, from Afghanistan, Iraq, wherever?
We have the same religion with those people. But when we speak about culture, about habits, about language, and these cultural things, we have these more values with our neighbors.
Are the numbers of Muslims in Croatia, is that number increasing, do you think?
No. You think because of this migrant crisis? No, there is not much migrant in Croatia.
But I mean, there has been, as we both know, a huge influx of Muslims into Europe over the past few years. There's also been an increase in terrorism here in Europe as a result of Islamic State fighting in Iraq and Syria. Do you think that's made perhaps Croatian Catholics a little bit more wary of Muslims?
Maybe when we speak about Muslims who are not from Croatia, those Muslims from somewhere else. And this media pressure that it's made and these statements about terrorism, about Islam as a violent religion, we are trying to change it. We are trying to point it out that education is very important in Islam and for Muslims, and that there is whole Islamic civilization who gave big contribution to Europe, to the whole world, that we do not point enough today in the media. Islam is always colored as a violent religion, and Muslims are uneducated, violent people who threat to Europe. And this encyclopedia that we are doing in Croatia, we are also trying to change these stereotypes that people got about Muslims. Of course, there are some groups who are radicalized, and they're making problems not just to non-Muslims, but also to Muslims.
So tell me about your encyclopedia.
It's a big project that we are very proud of. We will try to show the Islamic heritage in Croatia in three levels. We will show basic Islamic terms. Also, we will try to show Muslims who give a contribution to Croatian society, because in Croatia there is so many people who are Muslims or have Muslim roots, who are university professors, doctors, they are very good in sport, they are very famous artists, writers, and we will try to show this other face of Islam and Muslims. And also we will present the contribution that Islam gave in general to the world, from the science, astrology, philosophy, to the mathematics, etc.
Back in 2013, you opened up this amazing Islamic center and mosque in Rijeka. I haven't been there myself, but the architecture looks absolutely amazing. It's been described as the most beautiful mosque in Europe, and partly funded by the government of Qatar. Then last year, there was a delegation from Saudi Arabia, I think in October, to Croatia, and they were talking about possibly helping to fund a museum about the culture and history of Islam in Croatia. Are you not worried that maybe outside funding will be seen as a bit provocative to the Croatian population?
No. I don't see it as a problem because we have support for these investments. We are also building now mosque in Sisak. That will be the fourth mosque in Croatia. And yes, it's very difficult. Croatia has lots of economical and financial problems. And when we get some support from those countries to build it, it doesn't mean that they make influence on us and that they control us or have any influence on that way. Islamic community in Croatia in that way is very independent.